Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We need a reset. I mean, yeah. I really think that all of us, by our human nature, we default back to comfort. We default back to safety. We default back to things that we can control, right? And we think that that's actually where we're going to find our power, when the truth is, it's fool's gold. I mean, we are putting our trust in sinking sand, as opposed to the rock, right? As opposed to the one who made the heavens and the earth, who put the stars in place, who knows the number of hairs on our head, who formed us in our mother's womb, right? And to realize, and again, it's just that reset moment. In fact, I've been putting in my phone, in my calendar, pray for a reset, you know, just like, where is it, God, in my life that I'm thinking the wrong way? I'm looking at things the wrong way. I'm seeing things through the eyes of the flesh, as opposed to seeing things as one who literally has the power of God. I mean, imagine, you know, when Jesus sent out the disciples, right? And he says, I'm commanding you to go out and cast out demons and heal the sick and proclaim the kingdom. I mean, that was power. I mean, they were being sent with authority and with power to go and do. And I mean, I think there's just this reality that we need to continually be reminded of, and just say, Jesus, would you reset our thinking? Would you reset our priorities? Would you reset, you know, just our faith, wherever it is that we've started to put these rules or regulations, or even where we, I often find myself kind of tempering my faith expectation. You know, I'm like, I don't want to get my hopes up too high, and I don't want to pray something too big, because I don't want to, you know, maybe this isn't, and maybe I'll embarrass myself, and it's like, come on, you know, like, this is the living God that is in us. And if we only could catch a hold of that, what would our lives look like? And I want to live with that power.
Indeed.
You know, I want to live with that abandonment to say, man, my life is not my own. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. And really, that's what this reset's about. It's, man, all of us have our thing. All of us have something that, you know, we just every day, Jesus, reset me of this, reset my addiction, reset my attitude. Jesus, reset my relationship with my kids or with my boss. And just these things that can become stumbling blocks if we allow them. And yet it's just always this invitation from heaven to us that Jesus is offering us that real life, that real perspective, that real power. And ultimately, even as reset means, I love it. That's why I love the word. I mean, the word reset means to get the system working toward its created purpose. And so in the same way my phone, my computer, my car was made by Apple or General Motors or whoever to operate a certain way, God made us to work in a certain way. And just like we mess up those systems of technology, we mess up in our own lives, right? We put our trust in the wrong thing. We look at the wrong thing. We have the wrong thought. And that's where the cross comes in. That's where Jesus comes in and offering that reset to each and every person, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, whether it's the first time you ever turned to Jesus or you've been a Christian for 85 years. All of us need a reset, and Jesus is the reset, and Jesus changes everything. And so we're excited about what God is offering today.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.